Welcome to the Bus Factor for the second time. I think it should be working. We're going to watch now.
Him. He jumped both ditches.
There we are. See how it's coming up now.
Yeah, hello.
Those little boys there.
Right. Save that.
Well, no, the issue was in here.
Oh, so it was in there.
Yeah.
I said it was. I was like, yeah.
Well, we didn't know, did we? Fucking try it. So I deleted it and added it again and it goes up. Thank you, Davenport and Zed. Yeah. Some of the like plugin infrastructure we used to make the audio setup work because it's...
But it wasn't actually the plugin infrastructure at all.
No, it was. So we needed to re-add the VST in here.
Yeah. I told you it was something in OBS.
Well, okay.
You were like, no, it's not. It's not.
Well, no. Okay. It was a problem routing from the VST that takes output from one place and puts it into the other.
Yeah. Anyway, we're back. I love how people like watch us for like quarter of an hour before saying anything.
Oh yeah, that's like quarter of an hour, and it was just like, oh, maybe they're just doing a silent show this week.
What did we talk about? Dunners has a bus hub.
Dunners has a bus hub. Downer does dowsing.
Yeah, city council pays taxpayer money for dowsing.
Well, kinda. Yeah, that one's.
Oh, and shout out to Old Gold for seeing that.
What?
He
Old
saw
Gold
it.
Is that his name?
Just Gold.
Gold. His name's Gold.
Yeah.
Is he going to name his kid Silver?
I don't know.
He should. That'd be funny. Gold and Silver.
I don't ask.
Nah, him. His wife. His wife should be Silver. And then his kid should be like white gold, bronze.
That's very presumptuous of you.
What's the presumption there?
That he wants kids or has a wife or wants a wife. Or
I'm not saying
like
he wants those. I'm saying he should have those.
Oh, that's very judgy, or not judgy.
Yeah, it's a little bit judgy.
Who
taught you about hardware and software? No one. I learned on the streets. I learned on the streets, and it was bad.
I don't know why I let Stephen do things.
The problem is we. Our
oh my god!
Up,
I missed it.
Oh my god! Who's not even paying attention? Turn that off. Go back to the other thing. Who's not even paying attention? One of the problems we run into is that we're too poor for analog audio devices. So we do everything on the laptop and hardware. In software, rather. And software audio stacks are fine on Linux, but if you try and use a software audio stack on Windows that works well, it gets hard. So that's the root of our issue is that we don't have a good way to route to all our audio and software on Windows. And then, especially plugging that into OBS. What I really would want to do is have like an analog setup.
I like how
all of that routing, and then all OBS does is put that on the internet.
I like how we wasted 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And now you're wanting to talk us through.
It's not wasting it. It's like, well, fucking.
Like, I did the same when I did it at the beach the one time. Yeah. I just like talked to myself like 15 minutes. And then someone was like, I can't hear you, mum.
At least this was two of us. We talked about nothing but the two of us, yeah. We have a like pretty expensive audio setup here because we have the Focusrite, which is like maybe $300.
Yeah, I think that's what you pay for it. I haven't put any money.
And then
this
mic, we've got an SM58 here. A short SM58. What are you doing? What are you doing? He's just left. Which is actually a nice mic. It's actually working out well because when we take it traveling, it's like pretty hardy. So we had it in like the dust storms of Christchurch and it didn't cause any problems. So overall, we've kind of got, I guess when you take into account the camera and everything else, we've got like, I don't know, maybe $500 worth of equipment here, mainly for our audio. We actually got the camera for free from a listener. But it does end up being a little bit of a pricey setup. And the other thing is if we want it to be portable, then we have to... We have to like kind of get stuff that we can lug around with us because we go to conferences and whatnot. So it's just it's a weird setup. I don't know. It's a weird setup. Hey, pick a news story and go at it. We've done the first one. Dunners is getting a bus hub. It costs $400,000. That's cheaper than a bus stop in Wellington.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's weird going back through news that you've already talked about.
Yeah. We got another one. What's this one here? Cute Town.
Yeah, Queenstown bus drivers having a strike. Guess what for?
A bus driver strike. It's clearly because
I can flick.
They don't have enough childcare. They don't have enough childcare.
No, it's not that. But it was close.
Okay. It is that they feel that they're getting too much leave. Too much leave. Like, they feel like they're actually ripping off the company.
Actually quite close.
Okay. It is that they find their work-life balance is edging too far into life. And they really just need more stimulation from work.
There was actually a thing about work hours, and I think it was on that side of that equation.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Is it that there's too many bus drivers and not enough work?
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, so it was on.
Was it too genuine that time?
Hours dispute.
Was it too genuine that time? You just had to laugh. Yeah. Pay and hours dispute. They were getting paid too much.
I assume they're getting paid too little and work shit hours, which is like every bus driver.
Half of the course.
Why are bus company owners just so shit? Like, they could make.
I don't know. It's like government subsidized most of the time as well.
Yeah.
It's like, fucked, right? I think, okay, part of it is that under the new rules that National put in, they're only allowed to take contracts based on how cheap they are, right?
Yeah.
So it incentivizes bidding as cheap as you can because you know that's the only leverage you have to win that contract. So there's that. Contrast with truck drivers. Truck drivers don't go through a bidding process. Yeah. They are private companies who have to make money.
Truck drivers don't have to fucking deal with people.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather be a truck driver than a bus driver.
There's just so many pros about truck drivers.
But, assuming they both got paid living wages, I'm sure some people choose to be bus drivers.
Yeah. Some people like being bus drivers because they like talking to people.
I
like those bus drivers.
Private bus companies tend to do well, though, right? Like, you never hear about, like, tour bus company can't find bus drivers. No, because they fucking pay enough money, presumably. I don't actually know for sure.
Yeah, like, the small ones in Wellington, like Mana and NCS and stuff, they do quite well, but, like, they do quite well just with their, like, small number of routes. If they're trying to be, like, a NZ bus or a Transurban.
Well, they literally can't because to win those contracts, you have to be underpaying people. You can't win those contracts unless you're underpaying people. Yeah. It's fucked. It's way fucked. Yeah. And, like, it all goes back to that national government.
PTOM, Public Transport Operating Model.
Yeah, whatever it is. One. But you can also blame.
I started reading the legislation for that. And I'm like, oh, I hate myself.
Legislation is a dry read, right? Yeah. You really need someone to
analyze it. I started reading
the
Crimes Act. Did you know blasphemy is actually illegal in New Zealand?
Yeah, so is talking shit about the Queen. I don't know. I can't remember.
I didn't get up to that.
Sedition.
Yeah, something like that.
I feel like, fuck the Queen. We should get rid of the Queen. That's illegal.
Blasphemy is only in written form.
Oh, real?
So, like, we can just, like...
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah,
but if we write, like, a book saying that, then, oh, shit, we might go to jail.
There is, the laws on censorship in New Zealand are also a little bit weird. So, for example...
Oh, one happened while we were down.
Oh, okay, I'll increase it then. Since you... But, we did guess how many buses we think are going to go through, because we haven't done that in a while. Hugh guessed five, and I was like, no, four. And then I was like, I'll go three, and then it's more even.
Yeah.
Some of the censorship laws in New Zealand talk about depiction. You can't depict a thing, which they're open enough that the censorship laws, if you like, for example, if you write a book where a 15-year-old has sex, that counts as a depiction of a child having sex, and so it can be censored for that.
Yeah. Censorship laws are weird in a lot of countries.
Yeah. So
New Zealand, I thought, was one of the better ones. Like, they don't censor as much.
So
they tend not to censor books as much.
Yeah, they definitely don't. They get to choose whether they censor it. It's done by the whoever the fuck does it. I can't remember what the name of their organization is now. But they do get to choose.
I'm gonna count that if it goes red.
Fair enough. They have censored an anime before.
Really?
Yeah, they censored an anime because they were making jokes about something in there that was inappropriate.
I've seen animes. I could imagine.
Yeah, I can imagine jokes.
Yeah, look at him go.
Oh, fucking yes. I honestly didn't even see him coming, but there he was. Fucking.
I could hear the noise, and I'm like, someone is revving up. Do you remember the last section where the, like, it had the big leeway and, like...
Where the reverb or...
No,
oh, you
not
mean
the
where,
reverb.
Like, we go red for 5 seconds and then... Tell me, what are you talking about?
Well, like, there was the line was here, and then, like, they could go up to there until that like weird curvy thing. And sometimes the bus driver was like, oh shit, no, it's actually still red.
The weird curvy thing?
The corner of the curb.
Oh, you mean, yeah, okay, when the bus was becoming,
there was that one bus that like just fucking gunned it, even gunned though it was
on red. The, when the pedestrian lights turned green and he gunned it. That's fucking so good. He waited for the pedestrian lights to turn green.
To be honest, I've seen a lot of buses run reds here because I watch all the footage.
Yeah, yeah. You do, you poor thing.
Some are fucking nuts.
Yeah, and some of them are pretty bad. Some of them are worse than others.
Yeah, one of the tweets someone sent out today to us was like, what's happening with this one? Like, I just found like another clear example, people running across the road to avoid buses getting hit. And Metlink's like, I mean,
people running across the road to avoid getting hit by buses.
Yeah.
But yes.
Or hitting the bus.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hit the bus. Nah.
I guess so, yeah. Okay, I'll take it.
Oh, there will be our reporter from the street.
We can get someone in the office to go let the reporter in. We're just finding out whether it is the reporter on the street. No. Not. Oh, no, it is. Excuse me, good sirs. Would one of you like to go down and let someone in? No, it's a our reporter, our bus reporter. You've met her before.
Yeah, she's the one you don't know.
Yeah, you'll see her and you'll be like, yeah, she looks like a bus reporter. You just know she's got that bus reporter look in her eyes. She has beers for us, so that's good.
For me.
What? Fuck off, mate.
Do you want some?
I mean,
Three Wolves, mate.
I don't actually.
I know you love them.
Three Wolves. Fuck it. So this one time before the bus factor, how did it go down? Someone was like, do you have any beers? And I was like, oh, no, we don't, as a joke or something. We had like a box of Three Wolves. And so Hugh went off and bought more Three Wolves. And then we had two boxes of Three Wolves here. And then the bus reporter came and brought another box of Three Wolves. And yeah. I was like, "Why? What's wrong with your family that everyone wants to buy fucking Three Wolves?
It's a good beer.
Yeah, but like, I want a bit of variation.
It's cheap and, well, I could have got it again interstate.
I like my variation. That's all I'm saying. Let's go through some news because we're actually like running pretty late today. Tech news, shall we?
Yeah.
Did you see that fucking promo day, mate?
Did we talk about the Queenstown one again? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, bus strike. Yeah, yeah. It's pretty standard.
Right,
bus strike.
Chrome O'Day.
Chrome O'Day, mate. Fucking O'Day and Chrome. RCE. It's RCE. So if you have Chrome, update it. Google has released, I think there was a red light. Do you want to just check the... Yes, there was easily a red light.
Yeah, that was easy. There was like a number two, maybe a three.
The Chrome O'Day. It's in like the file reader API or something. The gist is patch your stuff.
So this one is being exploited in the wild.
Yeah, currently being exploited. It's not like one of those ones where they're like, oh, there's an issue.
So there's like not too much details on it. So like one of the Google researchers noticed that it was being exploited. And they're like, this is weird. So they looked it up, found it, patched it.
Yeah.
But they're like just holding off on the details for now just until people get it patched.
Yeah, yeah. I actually had a friend who, I swear to God. That was pretty good.
That was a number two, mate.
And that's five. You are currently winning. I should have said six.
You should have.
Should have said
maybe
six.
A number one.
Nah, fuck off, mate.
I'm going to read name.
Calvin Klein would not agree with that.
To be honest, like, I'm like really behind in my triaging.
Well, come on, spend the weekend. Where you were sick, you should have done it.
I didn't actually do much, yeah.
You should have done it while you're sick.
I think I did like a bit, but it was a lot to concentrate on.
Where the buses are going through red lights.
Yeah.
Red light, yes.
You
red
have
light,
to
no.
Say,
Fucking hell. If we can train an AI to do it, we can get you to do it. Chrome O'Day, anyway, that's. I had a friend, okay, get this. He messaged me and he was
you
like.
You had a friend?
He messaged me and he was like, so do you reckon this Chrome patch issue is actually a way for Google to push a back door into people's browsers? I was like, could you elaborate on what you mean by that? He's like, well, this must be a way to push a back door really quickly. Have you noticed they haven't released any details to the bug yet? And I'm like, I mean, they don't want people to exploit it. He's like, but it's being exploited already. And he had this real convoluted way of explaining why this was the way to go. He runs like Firefox or Chromium or something. He's just a little bit paranoid and a little bit not up to scratch on those kind of things.
So client we have that I'm going to be on the job.
Okay.
Internal. They just sent in the email today being like, oh, can you provide us assurance that the laptop that you're going to be plugging into our network is like fully patched and up to date and running the latest antivirus stuff?
You just respond with, yes, I assure this.
And was just like, how do we prove this? And I'm like, if they want proof, I can give them proof.
Wait,
like,
are you going to be plugging in your Gentoo laptop?
Yeah, mate.
Just paste the Emerge output, like just just portage upgrade and it'll just paste that to them.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, this is an... This is that.
Yeah, it was.
In a motorbike.
I definitely should have said six, but oh well. Some more tech news, because we got a few more things on the list. There was another bug in Chrome. Get this one. Do you reckon people say this is a security bug. The issue is, if you open up a PDF, they can figure out what Chrome version you're using and send it off to a remote server. A few other things.
Man, PDFs are like those scary things that...
It's like HTML plus JavaScript in another format.
Yeah, but like people think they're safe because like they're PDFs, they're portable and
mate, you know
documents.
What, you know what I thought was safe once? I once thought Windows screensavers were safe.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, turns
they're
out
like
Windows screensavers are literally executables. Yeah, that one got me fucking owned. That one got me owned real bad. Hey, check out
the screensaver. What was the screensaver?
Oh, it was like TeamViewer or something. It wasn't like fancy malware. it wasn't like it installed a cool screensaver. No, it was legit just some fucking like shitty
exploit. I like the
exploit.
Ones that like install the thing that you want installed and the virus. Because then you just like don't
you
know.
You don't notice. Yeah, yeah. This one didn't. This one did not do that.
I had one of those on like Windows 98. Like I figured out a virus was there. I learned a lot about 98 back then. I like went through all the registry and like, oh yeah, like what's happening here? What's happening here?
What a fucking nerd.
Yeah. Worked out what it was.
It was a virus.
It was a virus, but obvious. I worked out like where it came from and it was like associated with this. Still had it.
Was it your porn, mate? Was it your fucking porn?
It wasn't my porn. Oh, fuck, okay. Porn was expensive back then.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Get the
like
ASCII stuff.
Dial up and shit.
Get your little ASCII porn going.
But yeah, like I worked it out and like the program I had, it was legit. Well, like it wasn't legit, but like it had.
The program worked.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll have to find another version of this.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Yeah. If you...
But yeah, what were we talking about next?
Next one there.
Buggy cow.
Yeah. It's like some OS X Privacy stuff released by Google.
Did you not read up on the news?
I did read that one briefly a few days ago. It's an OS X privilege escalation issue. Buggy cow. I think it's a throwback to Dirty Cow. Buggy cow.
If
so
people can't see me, which they can't, I'm shaking my head because he always gives me so much shit for not reading.
Look, I didn't read that story and yet I still know more about it than you.
Do you?
Yes. Come on, give me some deets.
Quiz me.
Okay, what's the story about? What's the exploit? What do you get out of it?
Privisk.
That's what I said. What? Give me something new. You don't know about it, do you?
Something new. I kind of recall someone telling me.
Okay,
I don't know the macOS terms, and I don't want to repeat
ahead.
Them just
go
in
ahead.
Case I'm wrong.
Okay, go on.
But you went through like multiple stages of
you mean
Privisk.
It escalates your privilege multiple times.
Multiple times. Like,
yeah. So
from
I believe
the bottom
this
to
one.
The top,
this one is from user all the way up to I think they call it the trusted root or trusted zone.
Yeah, trusted something.
Trusted buffer. But you know it's a fucking privilege escalation. What are you gonna do, Privisk, mate? Fucking Privisk.
All right. That story.
Next we got the. Let's switch up. Let's talk about some other stories.
Shit, we got some breaking news here.
Okay.
Breaking news. Didn't actually come through from our reporter.
Is this breaking news from 11 a.m. this morning?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's angry.
The reporter just said, fuck, I'm useless. I need to work more on these stories.
Nah, she found good stuff. This one you found, like, real quick. So, like, there was a serious bus crash in Auckland.
I mean, I guess it's a serious bus crash. If I crashed into a pole, God. I would.
I wonder if it still has it. Oh, did you see that one? The new Lin one. No, I don't have it open anymore. So yeah, like in Greyland, not New Lin. How many Lins do you need?
I just wrote Auckland.
Yeah, but how many Lins do you need in Auckland? Like, there's a new Lin and a grey Lin.
And Lin probably lives in those Lins.
Yeah. I know a Helen that lives on Helen Street, which is around in the corner from me.
We had a teacher.
She probably doesn't live there anymore, though.
We had a teacher, Mrs. Black, nee Miss White, whose daughter married a Mr. Brown.
Yeah, all right.
Black, white, brown, yeah.
Anyway, so bus crashed into a pole. Two people.
Yeah, that was the part I was like.
To fucking hospital.
I was like how the fuck did that happen?
In the actual article, it was like, oh, it's not serious. Like, there's no, like, serious injuries.
It was the driver and the passenger hurt, like, a sore face.
Yeah.
Like, probably just.
But, like, down the bottom, there was, like, a red banner just going, scrolling across the page. Two people urgently fucking shipped off to hospital. I'm like, damn, that makes it sound so much worse.
I don't know if you guys have been to Stuff lately, but they have a permanent breaking news banner with just the latest story. So it's actually not, it's like breaking news, a story got published. Like, it's not, it's really frustrating.
Have you been to Stuff recently?
I actually, so here's the thing. I use, in the morning, I open up Google, whatever the fuck. Do you know the thing?
Google News?
I don't know. I swipe right on my phone, left, right.
Oh, that one, yeah.
And it, like, gives me some news stories.
Google
and it's,
Now?
It's really bad. If I open it up now, like, it's like, it's just like Mike Hosking, stuff about sports, Mike Hosking, bad opinions.
Yeah.
And it's really annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Judith Collins, I don't know, it's just Michael Jackson, radio band. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Fucking Mike
Hosking. We don't
want
to hear your news.
For some reason, Mike Hosking just shows up on my news all the time. And then, like, yeah, UFC.
We
want to
hear more about Auckland, I think. So
okay.
This one.
Sorry, sorry.
Serious business. But they're all right. So we'll move on to the next story.
Oh, yeah, anyway.
Did you know, if you were driving a bus, so you know there's, like, rules about driving buses.
Is there rules about driving buses? Because as someone who's done a few OIA requests, you might know better than most that some of those rules don't always get enforced.
So this one recently got enforced in Wellington.
Okay, what is the
using
rule?
A cell phone while driving. Like being
you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah,
right?
You're not allowed to do it. It's kind of a weird rule.
Yeah.
I remember when it came in, I was just like, I can eat a fucking hot pie while I'm driving.
Oh, yeah, that's, like, super dangerous.
Oh, I know, right? Fuck, I've
fucking hot pie, you're like, ah, fucking shit, fuck, God, fucking swimming.
I once made, like,
road.
A toasted sandwich, like, with fucking chili.
Oh, dude, fucking hell.
And I was just, like, eating that, and I'm like, this is all over me. Fuck, yeah. I guess they'll wait till I'm finished.
Never ate while I was driving. Occasionally, I drink non-alcoholic beverages.
Yeah.
But I never ate. Fuck it. Just take the. It's not worth it.
I'm changing a CD. One time my CD's like rolled under the seat.
How old are you? Jesus Christ, mate. By the time I was driving, I had an aux input.
You don't drive that much though. I don't actually.
No, when I was in Hamilton, I drove. I drove every day in Hamilton.
My wife tells me she lets me do the weekend driving just to keep my practice up.
Yeah, fair enough. I need to get my license and I haven't driven for ages.
Yeah, anyway, so you're not meant to call on the cell phone. The police actually did, like, a big thing in Wellington.
Yeah, they've done it in Hamilton a few times.
But this bus driver, he...
Oh, yeah, you can use a hands-free cell phone. So you can't use it with your hands. That's a good point.
Yeah.
We have the tools, and most cars have hands-free kits these days. It is a thing.
Yeah. Well, I always
most
wonder,
new cars.
Because, like, what if you make a call and you're just like... Tap, tap.
No, that's not allowed.
Tap.
Don't tap. That's the hands-free kit is so that you don't do that.
But you need to pick who you're calling.
No, you don't. You can do it through the hands-free kit. You don't touch your phone for that. Huh? Every hands-free kit will you do it through the hands-free part
of
it.
Fair enough.
Just although, voice ironically, recognition or like... ironically, hands-free in this case really means hands not on cell phone. You actually can. A lot of them have buttons. Volume up, volume down, left, right.
Yeah, like I would be comfortable... making a call, like, A call's coming in.
You just said you were comfortable eating a hot pie, so I don't think you're the
back
best.
Back when I was a teenager,
you're not
mate.
The best litmus test for is this safe? I'm comfortable test. With it. Yeah.
No, like, so if a call came in, I can swipe and speaker.
If the call comes in, you can use your cell phone while driving. Cool. Okay. That's not what the law is.
I'm not going to pick it up and be like, hello, blah. Oh, shit.
No, but you are going to pick it up and do that and hope you don't crash. Like, I'm just saying the law says you can't do that.
Yeah. I won't do it if it's in my pocket, but if, like, it's already out, say, playing music, I'll just swipe and...
Like, the thing is, people get blowjobs while driving, so I'm sure you can answer a cell phone.
Yeah, fair enough. I believe it's legal.
Legal or illegal?
Legal.
Really?
Getting
fucking
blowjobs
no
while
way.
Driving. Yeah, I think so.
No way. Careless driving? Surely.
Nah, because you're still driving. They don't hand out those careless driving charges willy-nilly, mate.
I thought they did. Isn't that a thing that you experienced once or something? I can't remember.
Dangerous? Whatever the law.
Oh, another. Someone said another one through. It's, sorry, we haven't been looking at the thing.
The less dangerous one.
I'm pretty sure if a car...
It got thrown out. Like,
what are you going to do when you...
The judge was just like, why is this even...
Sure,
me?
But
like,
I just mean, if you're getting a blowjob and you finish... Distracted driving, definitely. As bad as being on a cell phone.
Yeah, fair enough.
What are you going to do if your leg clamps up and you hit the accelerator?
This Auckland bus driver, he was not getting a blowjob.
Okay.
But he was talking on his phone.
Equivalent, really.
And also writing notes in a notebook.
I'm just trying to think how many hands that takes.
So I think...
Shoulder to the cell phone.
Nah, I think the cell phone was like... That
speaker,
speaker on there. That's kind of why I brought up the
speaker thing.
You
yeah.
can just tap it.
I believe it's not allowed, but
yeah, I don't think it's allowed. But I think it's probably.
Oh, was that two? There was actually two, and red light and another. I'll cut it up one more time.
Might be the same.
No, because and another implies.
Oh yeah, and another. Well, it could have been.
No, that's fine. We'll watch it. Tell me the story. I'll face this way for now.
Yeah, so that happened. No idea what's happening, because what would happen? I don't know.
Like, you mean what law does it violate?
Oh, like, I know it violates the law, but, like, what's going to happen from that?
You mean what's going to happen to the driver? Like, yeah, what's the punishment?
Clear evidence. People took photos of him and videos.
Probably warning.
Probably nothing.
Well, yeah, warning.
Maybe warning from his company, which is secretly like, hey, mate, you've got a warning. Just
yeah, don't let anyone catch you again.
Yeah, pretty much. But the cops won't give a shit.
I used to use the radio and make notes on the map while I was flying a plane. That's a thing. I mean, if you're doing, what do you call it? Like dead reckoning as well. You generally are writing things. I do think it's safer to fly a plane with
your
hands.
So I learned to fly. Do you know what the instructor always said? The most dangerous part of flying. Is driving to the airport.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, cool, yeah. But of driving, taking off and landing as well, yeah.
Like, if you were somehow already at the airport, then the most dangerous there is...
Well, I catch Ubers, motherfucker.
More landing, I think.
Yeah, taking off's pretty easy.
Taking off, like, you just...
I've played a lot of flight simulator, so fuck it.
You should fly the real thing,
mate. Sit your flappy boys and just hoon off, mate.
Yeah.
Flaps and hoon.
It's roughly that.
There's the hour of checking everything before you start, right?
Yeah, it's not an hour, it's like 10 minutes. Pre-flight checks, mate.
I had small plane, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it was 2 red light runners. Okay, so what's going to happen to them? Probably nothing. Yeah, to be honest, like, cops talk on their cell phones occasionally. People have caught them doing that, and yeah, they do that quite often.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure if we sat here and just looked down, we'd see people on their cell phones all the time. So.
I think the cops actually paid a fuckload to get, like, hands-free kits in, like, all of their cars.
So then when people use cell phones, it's like, why? yeah, someone says, you're not going to hit pedestrians in a plane. Well, maybe. There's fucking skydivers, mate. There's fucking skydivers.
Jesus, what are the odds of that?
Well, it's zero because that's why you have, you know, your clearances and everything. But Fucking hell.
Well, no, it's not zero. It's something above zero.
Okay, yeah. Might. It should be zero if everyone's communicating.
We should have no crashes on the road. It should be zero chance of any...
Okay, granted, you're right. It's above zero.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that scare the shit out of you? There you are flying. Motherfucker in a fucking... You'd be like, holy shit. You'd be fucking swerving. Hopefully you'd see him, right? But if you were looking down riding something...
Yeah. Because a lot of the time while flying, you do not need to pay that much attention.
Yeah, you're not going to be looking up, yeah. Really. Or, so
you kind of like look around like once a minute maybe, but yeah, like once a minute, that's...
Fucking scare the shit out of you. Yeah, I know. I used to live on a farm that had an airfield on it, like not a big one, clearly.
Yeah.
And they used to do, you know, like hobby air days. So they had mainly microlights and a few like Cessnas and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they did say one time they did have two planes coming in to land at once because they didn't have the radio manned at that point, and two of them came to land at once, like one on top of the other.
Yeah, we had an incident in Paraparamu. Helicopter and a plane.
Paraparamu.
They were... So there was no air traffic control. Everyone just went off radios and new flyer and no radios.
Yeah.
Helicopter went through them all.
Yeah.
It was a bit sad. It was crazy.
Wait, helicopter went through them all and killed them?
Yeah, people died.
Oh, and, fuck like, me.
Crashed into the mall. And, yeah. Like, fucked that up. Yeah. And like, I was actually driving through Paraparamu at the time.
Yeah.
And I was just like, why the fuck is there so many cops, ammos, fire, just everything? Yeah. I was like, damn, what happened here? Pick up the sparkle, like, get out of here. And
yeah. And you hear about it and you're like, and oh, I was like, shit.
Damn, we were there. Could have been us.
Air accidents happen very infrequently. It should be all be risk-based. Sometimes the risk is low and others it is high.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's good advice for life, isn't it? Don't do risky things if the risk is high. Like, if you get a high risk of dying, maybe you shouldn't do things that increase it.
Yeah, like...
That's why you should never cycle anywhere. Fuck that.
Cycling, you can do stuff to reduce the risk, but it's still a fucking
It's still
risk.
Real high. It's like motorcycling. If you want to ride a motorcycle, just don't.
I do, like, extreme sports. I do, like, martial arts. I do...
Holy shit, what? I do extreme sports. Yeah, I do martial arts.
And rock
fuck
climbing.
You do rock climbing inside at fucking Freiburg's.
Freiburg is where I go swimming.
Okay, what? Oh, where do you go rock climbing? Because they have a rock climbing thing as well, right?
Fergs.
Oh, Fergs is it?
Different
okay, sorry.
From Freiburg's.
Okay, Fergs. It is on the waterfront though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're both on the waterfront. They both end with Ergs.
Yeah, okay.
They both start with F.
Yeah. Different areas, yeah.
Pretty much the opposite side of the waterfront. But anyway, rock climbing is actually kind of dangerous.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
But you can make it
dangerous. I wouldn't consider.
Is taking a bus a risky thing?
Everything's a risky thing in essence.
I think taking a bus is probably the least risky thing you can do,
as opposed to driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have less.
You're probably
risk.
Safer on the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
Than outside of the bus. Just it's, anywhere outside of the bus.
It's like driving an SUV, generally, is safer than driving a small car. Yeah. But if everyone drove small cars, everyone would be more safe.
Like, if there was, like, a crazy, I don't know, natural disaster, I would just run to a bus because
fuck off,
it's
what?
Safe on a bus. Now. I wouldn't.
To be fair, on a bus, you can't feel the earthquakes, generally.
Yeah.
That's always funny when, like, people catch a bus and there's an earthquake and they're like, oh, I didn't even notice. My partner, who moved over from Australia, she's not felt an earthquake once since she's been in Wellington. There have been a few. The last big one that happened, she was on a bus for it. So she just didn't realize. You right?
Yeah. Just getting asked when we finish.
The same time as every other week.
Oh, have you? Oh, yeah. She's seen it like...
The same time as every other week. Gosh darn.
Anyway, so that was that. Do you know any other... stories that you want to talk about on the other lane?
Yeah, I can if you want to. Top one here, on the next one here, I should say, is Jidruya. This is the NSA reverse engineering toolkit.
Oh, yes. I thought I recognized the name.
Jidra. I actually...
It's like Hydra with a G.
So I listened to Hydra. Rob Joyce say the name of it, and he didn't pronounce it Jidra. But he did, Deirdre maybe. But the way he said it, I was like, that's weird.
Deirdre?
I can't remember. He said something right, that it on, wasn't Jaitra anyway. Much. Anyway, that's a cool little, if you're into reverse engineering, go check that boy out. Cheaper than Ida and similar enough feature set that I think it's probably worth looking at. So,
oh, yeah, we were talking about that earlier, weren't we?
Yeah, we've talked about it a bit. What's next here? Chronicle, Google, right, no, sorry, I should, Google's parent company, Alphabet, is subsidiary. Chronicle, no, they have a subsidiary called something. All right, maybe Alphabet has a subsidiary called X or something. They're anyway, they're Google, fucking Google.
It's related to Google.
Google is releasing a tool called Chronicle. It's, well, I think it was a red light.
That was one.
Yeah, it definitely was. Releasing a tool called Chronicle. It's basically like Splunk, but in the cloud.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
It actually seems pretty good. So they have fixed pricing as well. So if you want to push up like 10 terabytes a day, log a day, you can do that. I mean, you can try to do that. So that's kind of interesting. I think people don't tend to do as much monitoring as they should, so maybe this would be good. It's like Gmail. People use Gmail. It's handy. Google Apps. I mean, this is like that. Thunderclap. This is the DMA attack using Thunderbolt. So we've seen this through the ages. We had the FireWire attacks, which I think MetalStorm did. We had the Lightning attacks, which I believe Snare did. And now we have Thunderclap, which I don't know what it is, but it sounds like a really bad STD. I got the clap. The thunder clap.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's where the names come
I
from.
I was at a flat thunder where... Money.
Someone got the clap.
Everyone except one guy got the clap.
Are you serious? Oh, dude, that's nasty.
A flat with five guys.
Was it one girl?
A girl was not part of the flat, but yeah, one girl.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you said you were part of it.
All but one got the clap.
Oh, was it you who didn't get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. I feel like I'd rather not know that, but damn. Okay. What else do you have?
I was like interested at the time, but then I found out and I'm like, nah.
Yeah. Oh, you mean you were interested in the check? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, yeah. I don't want to be left out, guys. I like public transport. Anyway, Facebook, 2FO, 2FA, mobile. Oh, yeah, so this one, Facebook asks for mobile numbers for 2FA.
Yep.
And they're like, yeah, it's 2FA, bro. We saw this a while ago. They started, like, SMSing people. Now, if you search someone's mobile number on Facebook and they've added it for 2FA, it will show them up. Like, so that's bad. That's bad, Facebook. You shouldn't do it like that. Idiots.
They've had that.
Fucking idiots.
They've had that before with like other things as well.
Kinda. They had it so that it would send you notifications via your phone.
Yeah.
So you'd add it for 2FA and Facebook would be like, cool, we're going to start sending you alerts over your phone. You're like, what? No, I don't. That's not. No. Bad Facebook. This is worse. This is people can find you using your mobile number. Once again, Facebook doesn't fucking stupid fuck up and Mark Zuckerberg's like, oh, privacy. Fuck that guy. Yeah. Anyway, you wanna burn through any of the bus news?
Should we talk about...
there wasn't much tech news this time.
More breaking news. So in Taupo, there was a double-decker bus.
Surely there's not enough people in Taupo for a double-decker bus.
Apparently there's double-decker buses.
That seems crazy.
And there was one passenger that just ruined it for everyone.
Took a shit on the bus.
They were wanting to get on the bus, so they like wandered out onto the road.
What? Okay, that's
got hit.
By the bus.
By the bus. The bus is totaled now.
Oh, fuck off. If the bus was totaled, he'd be dead.
I assume the passenger that wanted to get on the bus is dead.
Serious?
It was a cow.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, my goodness. Shit,
but
yeah.
But, like...
Okay, yeah.
How are the... Like,
I was like, wait, fucking that, Jesus.
That's craziness. Getting a double-decker bus in a situation where a cow might just walk onto the road?
I mean, like, cows walk onto the road a lot in New Zealand.
In Wellington?
No, not in Wellington. In Waikato, for example.
Double-decker buses?
Yeah, sure. I don't know about double-decker buses specifically, but we had, for example, we had four school buses every day go along a certain route.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to make one a double-decker if you had them available. We had the overflow bus, which literally was just, it went the same route as another bus, so you could have a double-decker. And this was in, like, just out of Hamilton, kind of like... We 5 minutes from school. Hamilton's tiny. So.
Fair enough. Right. So
there are situations.
That's probably what happened in Taupo. Did you know? I was at, when I worked out in
Pit One?
Not Pit One. Newtown.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember, yeah. I was going to say,
there was randomly a sheep there one time.
Oh, yeah?
Like,
yeah.
Just outside our office. Like,
did you go and give
like
him a pet?
Meadow. Yeah, I kind of went out. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, people were, like, trying to, like, hold it down. Then
why were they trying to do that?
It was a sheep on the loose.
Oh, okay, so like, it wasn't meant to be there.
Literally on the loose.
It wasn't meant to be there, okay.
And then, like, the cops came and they were like, what do we do? This is
you
fucking
just
weird.
Fucking grab them. What, like, what do you want to do? Do you know the SPCA? Because my partner worked at the SPCA for a while. I've volunteered there, rather. The SPCA out in, not the one here in the city, but one further out somewhere. I don't know where it actually is. They take sheep.
Yep.
You can give them your sheep.
I think SPCA came.
Yeah,
to
and
pick
they would just
the
pick
sheep.
Them up and give them to the old fucking SPCA people.
They would just like picked it up, put it in the boot. She'll
yeah,
be right.
She'll be right, mate. Sheeps are pretty hardy.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Animals, man, they're weird. Anyway, come on, power through these.
Assault. So this assault happened in what city was this?
I presume it's got something to do with buses, given it's on our bus news list.
Yeah. Double decker. Tauranga.
Whoa, assaulting two bus drivers. Why?
They got lippy.
Wait, two of them? What was the situation?
Actually, yeah. Like, why didn't he assault two people?
Like, I presume two people weren't on the bus. Did he go and find them?
Punched two drivers because one of the drivers got lippy with them. So, like,
it wasn't on a bus driver, but on a bus though.
It might have been like at the end of a route, like by
maybe depot or something.
Yeah, maybe it was like at a depot. Or
someone
something.
Says bastards, which I'm assuming he's talking about bus drivers. Oh, that was another one.
Oh yeah, boom.
Fuck, I guessed wrong today.
Oh, there's a couple. His dad did another one. I did his first one. So
okay.
You do a second one.
Okay.
We've been really bad. Really bad.
Oh, that's why they call me bad boy. Okay, finish it off. Finish it off.
Did you know NZ Bus are not allowed to talk to the media?
Yeah, this is weird. On a bus this morning, a viewer sent us a literal image of... literal image, weird. An image of... They put a big public poster up on the back of the bus where you get off the bus, so the second door. Operators need to know media communications and acceptable use policy. What the fuck is the point of putting that, A, on the bus, B, at the part the bus driver doesn't go?
It's super public, eh?
Like, it's like, and to be honest, the policy is fine.
I
it's
didn't realize
like,
it was by the back door. That's like,
yeah, back door.
So weird. It's like they were like, oh, we need to put up this poster somewhere. Oh, we've got a little poster slot here.
It's
we'll put
so
it up
weird.
Here.
And yeah, the policy is fine. It's like, you know, a bit authoritarian.
Don't talk to people.
But why? It's just a weird situation. Anything else? What's the last one?
The committee meeting. I think we'll talk about that next week.
Okay,
so
let's talk about it next week.
Yeah.
I think we're about done for the... Sorry about this short show because of the issues with the audio.
Yeah.
We'll check that next week before we go live, I think.
Oh, you recorded. Hey, cool.
Yeah, I did start recording it. anyway,
yeah.
We'll see everyone next week.
See ya.
Ciao.
Libus Factor. Oh yeah.